promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, May 27th,
good
folks.
Good morning. It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
And a holiday weekend.
Holiday weekend, 3 days. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's going out of town.
Yes, you are.
I am.
And I'm jealous.
You want to come with me?
Sure. I hate the airports, man.
I know. That's why I'm flying out of Long Beach. I can't even take it. LAX is too much.
Yeah.
Especially during the holidays.
Yeah. Airports are just like a mess. You know, I can't deal with them. You know?
I
used to love to travel a lot by plane and stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's just like
a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just I'd rather not go. Let me stay home, you know.
You can watch it on TV.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. It's just such a hassle. Like, I'm actually having a little bit of anxiety over packing.
Uh-huh.
This is so stupid. I'm gone for 2 days.
Right.
And you know, I'm there for my best friend's daughter's baptism because I'm the godmother. And so I know I'm not bringing a check bag. I'm bringing a carry-on. And I don't know. Like, I'm having a little anxiety. I do this every time. This is one of the things why I hate traveling.
Like, you don't know what to pack.
I don't know what to pack. And I'm like, I try to prepare for, like, okay, if I go out. And then what happens is I bring clothes to go out, and then I'm like, I just see my family most of the time, or my close friends, so I'm not really...
So you never really use it, but you just take it back.
I just take it. Like,
I know.
when I go for Christmas, it's a joke at how much stuff I bring, and then the problem is I bring so much, and then I end up buying a lot.
Right.
And so every year since I've moved out here, I have actually had to ship stuff home.
Really?
Every single year. I can never learn. My mom's always like, look, you know we're going to go shopping. You know you're going to get gifts. And I'm like, I know. But, you know, a couple days before, like, I need clothes.
Right.
But I need, like, 7 outfits each day with 10 pairs of shoes.
I know. I'm like that, too. You know,
do you?
What if we go out? What if I need shorts? What if I need this? What if I need that? And I overpack always.
You're like a girl.
Yeah,
that's cute. What about shoes? Do you get like that with shoes, too, or just clothes?
No, shoes, too. You know,
cute.
A couple pairs or something. But, yeah, I mean, because I like to be prepared, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, half the time.
You don't wear it.
No, I don't wear half of it.
Nothing.
You know?
Or my problem is, too, is I'll get there and I look at my clothes and I'm like, what the fuck did I pack? I don't want to wear any of this stuff. This does not go good together. Because I'll always take clothes that I have, and then I'll like be like, oh, this is a cute outfit, and I've never worn it together, but I just think that I'm going to try it, and then when I get there, I never try it. So I kind of wish I had an assistant to pack for me.
Oh, okay. Well, we can arrange that.
Could we?
Yeah.
Do you think that that's possible?
Yeah.
How lazy do I sound? It's really not that I'm even lazy. I just get anxiety.
Yeah, it gives you anxiety.
I need someone to say this to me. Don't pack that because you're not going to wear it.
Right.
Pack this because this is what you're going to... I need somebody to know me well enough to tell me that.
Right. Well, what you got to do is remember you're not going to the desert, you know? So whatever you don't pack, you can always get there, you know?
It's true.
So it's not a big deal, you know?
And the good thing about going home is everything's there. Like, I don't have to bring curling iron or hair dryer or shampoo or conditioner or hairspray or toothbrush or toothpaste. Like, everything is there.
Right.
My mom buys everything, so I'm set when I go there. Perfume.
Right.
And so that's the great thing about going home.
Yeah.
But it still gives me anxiety, and I do it at the last minute. And I know I'm going to forget something, as I always do. It just sucks. And I'm only going for 2 days.
Yeah. I think it's pretty normal, though, you know, I mean, because, you know, you don't know what you're going to need, you know, you don't want to take too much.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
pain.
I get anxiety about that too. Like, am I going to be able to fit everything in the suitcase?
Right. And... Oh, the problems we have in our lives, Sam. It's so ridiculous.
I know. It's really fucking ridiculous.
It's really pathetic, actually. We should find something else to complain about.
Well, anyway. Good. Have a safe trip.
Well,
you know,
thank
I'm sure
you.
You're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. I haven't even met my goddaughter yet.
Oh, really?
No, I've only seen pictures because she was born shortly after I came back here for Christmas. So
I see. Okay.
I haven't, you know, met her. I've seen her on Skype and
right.
You know, just
so what are they going to do? I mean, what does the baptism entail?
To be honest, I have no idea.
You don't know?
I mean,
you're just going there.
Right. And Lauren, you know, my best friend, she's so cute. She's like, you know, I'm like, Lauren, I haven't made my first communion because, you know, my dad grew up Catholic and my mom was Presbyterian and my dad doesn't believe in organized religion. I shouldn't say believe. He just doesn't practice it.
Right.
So we got baptized Catholic, but we didn't have to make our first communion.
I see.
So I was like, Lauren, I didn't make my first communion. She's like, actually, it doesn't matter as long as you're baptized Catholic. And I was like, okay. So I don't know what this entails. Like, I think it's like dipping her head in water and saying a couple hallelujahs. And then we go, there we go. Take some pictures. I don't know. I really have no idea, to be honest. But I think it's such a great honor. And I'm so, so excited to be her godmother. I started crying when she asked me and she started crying and it was just, again, I've known her since kindergarten. So this is like a huge thing.
Yeah.
And her daughter's just beautiful. So I'm very, very excited.
So it's a big deal for you.
It really is a great honor.
Now, what does it give you though?
Now I feel like I have a child in this world. So maybe I never have to have kids, but, I feel like obviously what happens is I think what that means is you're in charge of their spiritual growth or, you know, guiding them in life, you know, installing morals in them. God bless her for asking me to do that because I don't know what kind of morals I have, but I'm just kidding. But I think that that's what essentially the godparent is about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too, correct me if I'm wrong, but if there's something to happen to the parents, I think that the kids go to you or I mean, it depends on what their wishes are, but a lot of times that does happen.
That's interesting.
But it's just such a great, I don't know. I could be totally wrong. I could have just made that up, but, I thought I heard that somewhere. I don't really remember, but it's such a great, great honor that I'm just really like, I don't know. For her to even ask me, that's huge.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, you're like, whatever.
No, I know. I mean, you don't understand the significance of it, but
no,
you're happy about it.
I do understand that you're in charge of their spiritual growth.
Right.
I do know that. Like, that I know. So, and like morally guiding.
Oh, boy,
them
learning
whatever,
spirituality from you.
Yeah. I'm the person to learn it from.
Yeah.
No, I think it's great. I mean, again, you know, they're Catholic and I was baptized Catholic, but, you know, if she ever comes to me for advice, then, you know. But,
are you pretty spiritual? Would you say?
I'm gonna seriously stand up and smack you across this table. I don't know about you listeners out there, but I think I've said this 5 times on the show. Sam, I love you. I love you because I feel like every day is new with you.
Yeah.
You're like...
Yeah, because I forget. It's like... It's Groundhog Day.
You're just as bad as me. I am the same way. I forget that I tell the same stories. But yes, I am spiritual. Yes, I do meditate. I kind of... It's subscribed to...
That's true. How did I forget the India thing? I mean, you know...
I know. You made fun of me that I called my dog
I know.
India.
Well,
so, I like so Buddhism, spiritual. Hinduism. I like that. So,
We got a phone call. I wonder if it's your dad. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam and Stephanie. It's Peter from Ottawa up in Canada.
Oh,
hey,
Peter. Wow.
How are you?
What a pleasant surprise, Peter.
Know.
How you doing?
Yeah, I promised I'd call, and here I have an opportunity, so I did. And I was just listening to the godmother discussion, and Stephanie, you pretty much have it bang on.
Yes!
Oh, there you go.
Finally, I have something right, Peter? Unlike the article the other day.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, you should be given full marks. I, too, was a baptized Catholic and grew up that way, and my understanding of godmothers is exactly the way you described it, including the if something happens and you're sort of the parent of last resort.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you're in Ottawa, right, Peter? Is that what you said?
Yes, I am.
Where's Ottawa?
Where's Ottawa?
Yeah.
It's about 2 hours west of your guest of last week, Cheryl, where she lives. 2 hours west of Montreal.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So do you speak French there? No? Yes?
Well, we are on the river, which is the border to Quebec.
Okay.
And you go over the bridge, and you can speak French there, but there's a certain level of bilingualism in this area, but you can easily survive in English if that's what you prefer.
Do you speak French?
Or you can speak French too if you like.
Do you speak French?
Oh, mais oui.
Huh?
Yes, I do.
But that's good.
I'm ex-military, and we had to learn it over the years as part of being a bilingual officer corps.
Oh.
And I took many, many French lessons along the way.
Okay.
And as well as studying it in high school for 4 years. So, 4 years.
So what do you do up there, Peter?
What do I do now?
Yeah.
Well, I retired from the military and failed retirement twice, so I'm on my second job since. But I now work for a shipbuilding company out of Germany that's involved in pursuing some major shipbuilding contracts that our Navy is contemplating.
Oh, cool.
So it's all about military procurement, which I did on the other side in uniform as a customer. So many of us who did that or have done that retire and then end up in somewhere in industry because you learn meet a number of contacts and you have quite a bit of knowledge. So it's a natural place to go. So I only went because I was asked. I didn't go looking for it.
Yeah. Well, one of these days you'll retire.
Yeah, I've said that if my wife, she's still working, and when she quits, I'm done, or sooner, depending on how I feel. But right now, I enjoy it. And,
well, good. Are you doing anything this weekend for the holiday weekend?
Well, up in Ottawa, we had our holiday weekend last weekend.
Oh.
It was Victoria Day.
Yeah.
What's Victoria Day?
I know it's your Memorial Day. So, and I actually lived in Washington for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
When I was in uniform. In fact, I was there on 9/11.
Oh, wow.
So I was closer to that than many Americans were.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true. Wow.
So what's Victoria Day?
It's actually it celebrates Queen Victoria's birthday because, as you know, our roots go back to Britain,
right.
As do yours, but in a different way.
Okay.
So that's always been they call it the May 2/4 weekend. That's a kind of a reference to a case of beer, which is 24 bottles. But and there's sometimes some fireworks, but it's less in I'd say not importance, but certainly in pageantry. After we repatriated our Constitution from Britain back in 1982,
right.
And so July 1st is the official Canada Day, and that's a much bigger one than Victoria
I know about
Day.
Canada Day.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends from Canada, and they make such a big
right.
deal about Canada Day.
Yeah. Well, this is cool, Peter.
And that's normal. That's very much normal.
Crazy Canadians.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, don't retire. You know, I don't think I ever will. You know, I mean, the thing is, I'm retired now. You know, I mean, I try not to work very hard. But you've got to be doing something, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I find it difficult just to sit and do nothing. There's always something you can do, and with the demographics, I think there's probably work for folks in our age group. And Sam, I'm a little north of you in age.
Yes.
But I think there'll always be something to be done. Somewhere, either on a voluntary basis or even part time for pay or something
that
like that.
True.
But
Sam should start.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Sam should start rescuing dogs with me. Don't
you
think, Peter?
Well, I could do that, but I've already, since 1981, rescued 5 dogs. So,
good for you. I like you even more.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, okay, yeah, well.
And one of the latest one is just sitting down the couch from me here.
Oh,
so.
What is he? She? He? She?
Oh, he's a Shetland sheepdog. That's the only breed we've ever had.
Aww.
And the first one was a puppy, and we only did puppyhood once.
No,
and then
that's a disaster.
From then on, we always took somebody else's dog. But they've never been mistreated. They were always just in need of another home for
sure.
Whatever reason.
Sure.
So,
well, good for you.
So we got this guy back on Good Friday because we lost one of our two back in the end of January. So he came up in the paper on Good Friday and over in Quebec, and they were open, so we went over to see him, brought the other dog. There was no instant dislike or anything, so we took him, and here we are trying to mold him into a little nicer dog when it comes to meeting other ones on the street, and also to bark a little less. He's very vocal,
right.
and likes to communicate, not just with barking, but he also has a range of modulated sounds that he also makes.
Really?
When he feels he needs to try and tell you something. So.
Oh,
well, that's cool.
That's great, Peter.
Peter,
that's
this is so cool that you called us. You know,
yeah.
Peter's been a listener for a long time, and he writes to us
And corrects us when we're wrong.
Yeah, and grammar
well,
as well, which is cool.
I help fill out the details.
No, this is great.
And perhaps go for a little precision. That's all. But
and we welcome it
anytime.
Peter, we welcome it from
any
time you want to do that, because I apparently can't get the story straight. Sam doesn't always believe what I say.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, people hear things, and sometimes it's a little. You know, not quite right. And I thought, given, for example, the zombie thing, since I heard what was really going on, I thought I'd just drop you a line and let you know so that you could clear that up.
No, it's
and
perfect.
We did clear it up. So I think everybody's now on the same page.
Thank God.
As far as the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
I mean, the whole premise of the show is to entertain, and that's what it's all about. You know, there's no test or anything like that. It's just a nice way to spend an hour, and I certainly enjoy every day listening to the previous day's broadcast, because I always put it on my MP3 player, as I indicated to you. So.
That's
wonderful.
So great, Peter.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for being a devout listener, and thank you for calling us.
Call in any time, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly will, and I'll keep dropping emails from time to time, and I'll keep listening, and you all have a nice, happy Memorial Day.
Thank you, Peter.
And all the
have
best
a good
to
one.
You.
Bye.
Okay, same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have such great listeners.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Yeah.
I want to say again, we welcome all your emails, you guys out there, and just we read everything that you write, and call in anytime. We love
even
hearing.
Respond, believe it
well,
or not.
Sam is better than me, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Sam gets on my ass about it. So please.
No, you reply.
I try. I do. I get a little lax, but if I don't reply right away, I will in a day or so. So I apologize.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm ignoring them.
Okay. All right. Well, did I tell you my kids are like a basket case now, because they had to put their cat to sleep.
Oh no!
And she was sick and stuff. And this is the second time in their lives they've had to do this. You know, I remember when they were like really young, they also had a cat that was getting sick. So I have a feeling that's how most animals go, huh? They just get sick and you have to put them down.
They get sick and you have to do it. That was the hardest decision. For me, I don't know if I told the story on here, but well, first of all, I'm so sorry to your kids if they're listening, and my thoughts and
I know,
love
well,
go
they're
out
fine,
to
they'll get over
but
it.
But it's hard. It's still hard though. But when I was, you know, India was the first dog I had to put down. Mm-hmm. Fred is my first dog ever, but India was the first one I had to do, and I had her only a year, and she got sick rather quickly.
Mm.
And I was torn because there were some days that she was okay. Mm. You know, she was having really good days. And
right.
Then there was,
and you're like in denial.
Right.
And stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
You're like, you know what? She's fine. She's fine.
Right.
But you can't ignore the pain that she's in.
Right.
You know? And so I had really great friends around me that have gone through this before and looked at me and said, this is not fair to her.
Right.
Like, her quality of life is awful. And so then the foster family I got India from, they said, you know what, we have a pet communicator who can talk to dogs, whether or not you believe it. I do, but...
The dog whisperer,
exactly. And she goes, you know, contact her and talk to her and see if there's any answers you could get. And I called her the night before I was putting India down. And I asked her, you know, could you talk to her? And so she goes, yeah, send me a picture of her and I will call you back. And in 45 minutes, she called me back. I'm telling you, Sam, there were things that she told me that no, like she would not know, because I told her nothing about India. I told her nothing. I just said, I have to put her down. Could you tell me if she's ready to go? That's all I wanted to know.
Right.
Because then if I had the answer, maybe it would give me a little bit more peace about it. And she called me back and she said, she described India in such a way that, and said things that nobody would know, and asked to be wrapped in a blanket and for me to be there, this blanket I had wrapped her in before. Mm-hmm. And it was so bizarre. And she told this woman, Jill, she said, you know, she's like, she goes, do you want Stephanie to put you down? She goes, can she? And she asked her if she was in pain, and she said she is in an incredible amount of pain, but she's hanging on for me. And I, there were so many other things I don't want to go into because I'm going to start crying, but I will, because it's just, it's so, it was so emotional to me. But she, it was the best, I got my answer, and for me, it made it somewhat easy.
Right.
But I went there and I, you know, held her until she went, and that was unbelievably hard. And, you know, but it's the way to go, and it's probably the best way to go. For, you know, it's like they're being put to sleep, and it just sucks to make that. I'm sorry your kids have to go through it. That's never easy.
Yeah.
When did it happen?
Wednesday, I think, or Tuesday.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, so they were pretty bummed out. But, yeah, they'll be fine. They've got other animals, and I'm sure they'll
They'll get more.
Yeah.
And they can rescue more. They can come to me. Well, there's all those. And I was just looking, actually, on CNN, and there's this video of all these dogs that and cats that are don't have homes right now from the tornadoes, and they're all in these cages, and they're looking for their families. And I'm just, I'm so tempted to just go down there and just like,
rescue
some or like help find the pair. Like, I mean, I know they're doing their job and there's amazing people down there helping, but I'm so tempted to go down there and, and help these animals. They're just, I can't even imagine. They don't understand what's going on.
Right.
You know, it's so hard, just like kids. But anyway, I'm sorry to hear that. I really am.
Yeah. Well, no, it's good. I mean, it's good that there's people that care about animals and in that.
Heck,
you know?
Yeah.
So somebody's got to look out for them.
Me.
Yeah,
you. I'm the only one. Just kidding. No, there's wonderful people out there that really work hard and take care of animals. And
right.
It's so great. It's great to see.
Yeah.
It really is.
Now, doesn't that conflict with the fact that you eat meat and stuff?
I mean, it's probably.
Are you conflicted with that?
Well, I was a vegan, I told you, for 4 years.
Right.
And
well, that wasn't really by choice, was it?
Not so much, but I wasn't a, when I met him, though, I was only eating chicken, so it wasn't a huge change.
Right.
But then at the tail end of it, I started to crave all types of meat, like everything. So that's when I decided, okay, maybe I should start eating again, and then that was just a disaster, as we all know. But, I mean, part of me feels really torn by it. But I, when I was 12 years old, I gave up pigs, eating any kind of pork, because apparently I thought it was mean to kill pigs, but no other animal. I thought it was, meh, whatever, well, cows are fine, chickens are fine. But I was collecting pigs, and my entire room, it was pink and green and pigs. It was so, now that I look, it was so ugly, and I had so many fucking pigs. Like, I can't, I get, I don't know how any guy could come into my room and be like, this is the girl I'm dating. Really? Awesome. She's a winner. But I had pigs everywhere. And so I did, I stopped eating pork, but everything, like I ate beef and chicken and everything. So there's part of me that definitely feels guilty.
Yeah.
But in our culture, we don't eat dog.
No, we,
and we don't eat
dog.
Cat.
Good.
So I think if we did, that would be, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I probably should. If I'm taking a stand against it and helping all these animals, I should be a good person. But you know what?
Well, you help pets. You know, cows don't count.
Well, cows are animals, but then it's like they feed us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I go back and forth. It makes me feel bad. And then when you bring up stuff like this, then I want to cry.
Oh, God.
You're like, shut up, stop being so sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm getting my period. Leave me alone.
Oh, God. We need to know that.
Yes,
folks.
You need to know everything about it.
We'll write that in the calendar.
Yes, exactly. So now you know. If I'm a little bit testy and I just start crying out of nowhere, then you know that I'm getting my period.
Then I know, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What is, I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but what is the story with this father molesting his daughter?
Oh,
Casey.
Yeah. Casey Anthony or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that what, because I think the mother is like on trial too.
Oh, the mother is too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't really been following this. I don't know.
Me neither. If somebody knows out there exactly what the story is, because I just caught a glimpse of it before we went on air, and I probably should have been.
Yeah, I haven't really been following it. I know it's in the news and that, but I don't know. I'm not that into crime. It's hard for me to read these things, you know.
Oh, it's really
what they do to little girls and.
It's hard to read. Also, I mean, I was molested as a young girl, and even though my heart breaks for any woman out there or any boy out there that was molested.
Right.
I don't want to just say women because boys are too. But, you know, I just don't know the story, and it's been all over the news, and, you know, I haven't.
Yeah.
I try not, it's bad to say, but I try not to watch the news because it is so depressing.
Yeah.
It just is like one thing after another. It's so negative.
That's true. But I feel if I don't read the paper and that I'm like sort of like left out.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
I need to know what the hell's going on.
Well, that's why you just go on to CNN or MSNBC.
Yeah, exactly.
For 15 minutes
but you gotta
right before
pick
the
it
show.
Up somewhere, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you read, do you remember the, oh my God, why am I blanking? The idol judge, Cara Diga Guardi,
yeah,
whatever.
Kira something.
Yeah, whatever
yeah.
her name is. I can't say her name.
Uh-huh.
Did you see what came out? It says, it's her, and then the headline, it says, don't eat the brownies at Paula's house. She's talking about Paula Abdul.
Oh, Paula Abdul.
And now there's a thing, because this is newsworthy, apparently. We need to know this.
Uh-huh.
She was watching her house, and she found some brownies in her freezer.
She was watching Paula's house.
She was watching Paula's house.
Okay.
And she found some brownies in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she decided to have a snack. Well, they had to thaw out, whatever. There was a maid there. And they were really small, she said. And she ate six of them.
Six of them?
Six of them.
What a pig.
What? They were small. You're an ass. Look at her. She's so skinny.
It
She's
doesn't
not
matter.
That.
That's a lot of cookies
you.
Or whatever. Brownies.
She was 6 hours later. She fell out of bed on the floor, stumbled down the stairs. The ambulance comes and says, this bitch is high as a kite. That's what the ambulance said. She went to the hospital. She's hallucinating. She's on an IV. She almost died.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, listen, sweetie. I kind of blame you for eating anything at Paula's house, A, because she's a nut job. Because look at her. She cannot even form. She's like, can't even form sentences half the time. And do you ever notice the way she claps? Nobody can see this, but Sam can. She claps like this.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry. She's kind of a retard. I'm sorry to say, use that word. I shouldn't use that. But, she's a little fucked up. Anyway, she was like, she's hooked on prescription pills. Like, you know that she's got pot brownies or some kind of special brownies in her house.
Yeah.
Now, Kara says, to cover this all up, they weren't Paula's brownies. They were a friend's brownies that
left
them
there. Oh, I see. Okay.
So Paula won't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because she's got her new show coming out.
But what I don't understand is I think that pot brownies taste like pot. I mean, you know.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, so I'm surprised she didn't notice that.
Because I'm sure they weren't pot. I'm sure there was something else.
Oh, you think it's something else?
I don't know anything. I don't know how. I don't know if you can put other drugs in things.
Probably.
Can you?
Probably.
Shrooms,
yeah.
maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
But then it would taste like a shroom, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pot brownies taste like pot brownies.
Right.
Pot cookies do. Pot chocolate does.
Right.
It does.
Yeah.
It
tastes kind of gross, you know? I don't know.
It tastes like pot.
Yeah.
But
and, you know, all those edibles, they never would get me high.
I mean, really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, they've gotten me high.
I know, and people say, tell great stories about it, but No, I never experienced that.
You're right. You just brought up. I mean, it tastes like pot.
Yeah.
She doesn't know. She ate six of them.
Yeah.
And she didn't even know. She had no idea. Then maybe it was something else. Maybe there was something else in there.
Yeah.
A, why do I care? I don't care. I really don't. But apparently I care enough to bring it up. But, like, I don't really give a shit. And B, why the hell are you eating crap at Paula's house? You know she's a nut job. Come on now. And that's all I have to say about
that. Why is she watching her house in the first place?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who cares? I'm sorry I shouldn't say that. They're nice. I'm sure they're very nice people.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would get a little starstruck with Paula because I grew up with her music.
Yeah.
You know? But I did. I actually
did
like her.
Yeah, did you dance to it?
And, hell yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Straight up, Cold Hearted Snake. Come on.
Yeah.
I did all, I danced, I sang. It was great. It was so fun. But yeah, so anyway, I just had to tell you guys that because you all need to know that.
Yeah.
Now you can have a good day.
Well, that's important, yeah. I mean, any house, you know, any cookies that they give you and brownies, you got to check them out first, you know?
Well, I guess they're just warning people. If you ever go to Paula's house, don't eat the brownies.
I see. Okay. Now
maybe
we know.
Maybe that's a warning.
No, we know.
So last night, what premiered?
Oh, you think you can dance?
Yeah.
So how did that go?
Oh, my! Did you watch it?
No.
I was hoping that you would.
Yeah?
I was hoping that we could talk about it today.
Well, I didn't have time. We were watching Despicable Me. Have you ever seen that movie?
Is it cute?
It's very cute.
Really?
Yeah.
You rented it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
or it's
very
on Netflix
cute.
Or something?
On Netflix,
yeah.
but we had to get the disc because I like the Blu-ray. You know, it looks
is
so...
Is it? Does it look
so
better?
It looks so fucking good.
Really?
I can't even tell
I
you.
I trust you because I don't.
Yeah.
I noticed
these things, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, with a good TV, Blu-ray player, man, it looks like amazing.
But this is my fear as an actor, okay?
Yeah.
When you have stuff that clear, every zit, every pore, every wrinkle is going to show on camera.
Right.
That's where I'm like, you know what? I don't think people need to see everything.
But they put all the makeup on and that.
No, I know, and the lighting helps too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. But we're also talking about a cartoon.
Right. Especially
now.
Animated movies look really good.
Yeah, they got to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Steve Carell is the voice of.
Right. Yeah. I would never guess, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he do a little bit of an accent or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got an accent.
I love him.
That's funny.
I love
but,
him.
But yeah, it's a weird movie, but it's pretty good.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's funny.
Kung Fu Panda comes, or Kung Fu Panda 2
right.
comes out this weekend, which I'm super excited. Did you see the first
really?
One?
No, I never saw the
oh,
first one.
Oh, it's so great.
Really?
It's adorable, and Jack Black is amazing, and I loved it.
Yeah.
It is absolutely adorable. I'm excited to see the second one.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not excited to see The Hangover 2,
yeah.
but I'm excited to see the Kung Fu Panda 2. Hangover 2 is getting ripped.
I know.
News.
Aren't they like in Bangkok or something this time?
It is. If you watch, yeah. Did you see, you didn't like the first one, right?
No.
Okay. See, I like the first one.
Right.
But if you look at the trailers for the second one, it is the same movie.
Same movie.
It is the
That's
same
That's what I thought.
Thing.
I mean, what else can you say about this, you know?
Right.
I mean, they get drunk again. It's just a different place.
Exactly.
And they do similar things, probably.
They should have left it.
Yeah.
They should have left it as just one. Standing Alone, it was a great film. It should have ended there. I think it was a great film. I thought it was funny.
Right.
But I'm just so... I don't want to see it, but I think I might end up seeing it just to see how bad it is. Just so I can laugh.
What a way to spend your time.
I know, exactly. But I do want to say about So You Think You Can Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Unbelievable talent.
Really?
Oh my God. Mm. I am in love with all of these dancers that are amazing. Not the bad ones, the good ones.
Right.
Incredible. Incredible. I am in awe. I could watch that for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours last night. But I highly recommend. I mean, again, I was a dancer, so I really love it. But
right.
I just think it's incredible.
So what kind of dancing do they do there?
Oh, they do all types of dancing. So they'll just go. It's just like American Idol. They go to different cities, you know, and they have
right.
their three judges. Of course, they have the token British guy.
Right.
It's mostly modern dance that most of them do.
Right.
But they'll get b-boys in there, like breakdance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what b-boys are.
Yeah.
And it's so fascinating to me what they can do.
Wow.
It really
cool.
is incredible. It was so, oh my God, it was so amazing.
Do they have to dance in pairs or is it like
No, actually, you know what? That's right. I forgot to say, there are some salsa dancers that come in is Paris. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, right now they don't.
Right.
Right now they're solo dancers. Okay. And they audition by themselves, except if you're if you're coming in as a salsa dancer, you're going to bring your partner. And sometimes both partners audition and sometimes just one.
I see. And the other one is just a partner.
Just there to help. And then they usually put the, like, salsa, the couple dancers, the ones that are just ballroom dancers, through choreography to see if they can do a modern, you know, modern dance or jazz or other stuff, which they usually can.
Right.
Because they're just so talented, you know.
Right.
But I love it. It was so great. I had such a great night just watching that. So stupid. So pathetic. I probably could have been doing so many things, and I was so excited.
Yeah, but
about
you
that.
Like it. What the hell, you know?
I know.
I mean, it speaks to you.
And
know?
I just love admiring people that are so talented at what they do, you know? Like, again, since I did grow up dancing, but it's like I stopped at a certain point, and I was like, okay, I'm done. And these people are so beyond me,
right?
You know? And I just love being in awe of people who are talented.
I see.
Talented writers, talented singers, talented dancers, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I just like it.
You just like it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I like supporting them.
How come you don't go and audition for it? You don't want to...
No, I'm not even close to being...
Really?
Yeah, I stopped dance many years ago. I was hired actually as a dance instructor to, like, tour the country and choreograph routines and teach high school girls, like, at camps routines.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like in my life, I was over the dancing part. I felt like I didn't want to be a choreographer. Mm. I didn't want to be a backup dancer. I just felt like I was done, and I wanted to just focus on acting, and that was my thing.
Yeah.
And I'll still take dance classes every so often, but I am nowhere near these people. I mean, this is incredible talent.
Yeah.
Oh, they
you
would
need a lot of practice,
me.
Too, I would imagine.
Yeah, this is all they do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all they do. They take class every single day. Mm-hmm. They dance for different things, what, you know, backup for artists as well as you know, commercials or whatever they're hired for,
right.
You know. So this is all that they do. They live and breathe this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some dancers transition into actors, like the girl on Glee, the girl that plays Brittany. She's an incredible, incredible dancer, and she's now acting.
Yeah.
I mean, Jennifer Lopez, look, she started up as
a dancer?
She started as Janet Jackson's backup dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah, she was in the music video of a song that I can't think of right now. Anyway, Janet Jackson video she was in. And there's some that do, and then there's some that don't.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just felt like I didn't want to continue with that. And it takes a toll on your body.
I would imagine.
It really messes up your body.
Brutal. Yeah.
Oh, it's the problems that these people have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really? I have a lot of friends that are dancers that are just tore up, and they're like only in their like mid to late 20s, and that's it.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, you can still do it. You just need to go to physical therapy and really be careful and constantly be working out, because if you're not dancing or working out, you get soft and it's harder to get back into it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a very grueling business, I feel.
Yeah.
I think it's worse than actors, to be honest.
Yeah.
I do, but that's my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not in it.
Well, it's a different way to express, you know, but...
Oh, it's gorgeous, though.
Yeah.
I love it. I kind of wish I would have continued with ballet.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's like you're so... I mean, they can't eat anything. They're so statuesque, which is beautiful. I mean, they're so graceful and stunning, but their lifestyle is really rough.
Yeah.
And their feet... Have you ever seen... The feet of ballerinas?
No.
Oh.
What happens to them?
Oh, my God. They're so gross.
I know. When we were watching The Black Swan, I was thinking, God, you know, I mean, there's so much strain on the toes in that. You
know? If you do toe, which is you saw it in Black Swan, that special ballet shoe, that's hard on the bottom.
Right.
So they're on their toe for them to spin. So they're literally vertical on their feet for long periods of time.
Right.
If you ever saw a ballerina who's a working ballerina, like on the stage, if you ever saw her feet, it is disgusting. They're bloody and ripped apart.
Are you serious?
It is,
and they let them
go? Oh, it's bad. It is I'm not exaggerating. It is really bad. It's disgusting. That's something that, like, I would never...
That's weird.
Well, it's because there's whatever is on the bottom of the toe.
Right.
It's wood or whatever it is. I don't exactly know, but it's so hard and your foot is on there.
Right.
So the pressure of it day in and day out, I mean, that's a lot to take.
Yeah.
So it's just...
And you're holding your whole body weight on your toes.
Exactly. Now, yeah. They're not very heavy because they have to be a certain weight.
Right.
But at the same time, you're still holding at least 100 and something pounds on
there. Yeah.
You know, whether it be 105 or 110, it's still a lot.
Right.
It's really, really gross.
Wow, I never realized that.
So it looks pretty on the outside, baby. But when they take the shoes off, no, I would not want to massage those feet, that's for sure. There's no use in getting a pedicure of those women. It's just, their feet are beat
to shit. It's hopeless, huh?
Well, yeah, so what I've seen.
Yeah. But they still do it. That's the amazing thing.
Well, they love it.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to ballet?
No.
A ballet?
No.
No.
No, I don't really get into it, you know. I mean, but I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
I can appreciate it, you know.
Yeah, most
of it. It looks graceful. It looks nice, you know, but it's not like I would go out of my way to watch a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Have you gone to an opera?
No.
No.
I'm not very cultured at all. Give
Neither
me pop culture.
Neither of us are. Apparently, I think there's Memorial Day in Canada. Because I have no idea. He's like, Peter's like, no, it's Victoria Day. I was like, oh, maybe we should have a culture day for you and I.
Okay.
Or a geography
like
day for
culture.
Steph. Maybe we should do like a segment on culture and or a segment on Steph, helping Steph learn the map of the world. Do you think we should do that? I should buy a map for
you.
You
should do that in your own time.
No, I can. Then I'll never learn.
I don't think it would make for great radio.
That's true. People can't see me pointing to different.
Yeah.
You could be like, find Africa, and then you'll be like, and I'll go to Antarctica, and you're like, no, that's Antarctica. Oh, damn it, I was so close. No, I think that I do need to learn that in my own
time.
You
just open up an atlas and, you know, 10 minutes.
No, but I don't want to study it. That's so boring.
Okay.
Maybe I just need to travel places.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll help me
learn. Even read up on these things, you know?
Yeah.
No, not for you.
No, I love reading. Yeah. I love to read.
But not about geography.
No, not at all. That's so boring. I don't even like looking at a map. I mean, if I'm to go somewhere, then I'll look at...
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Then I'll look at where I'm going. Right. But I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I should... learn this stuff. It's so sad.
Well, that shows you what's wrong with our schools, you know, if they
Damn
don't think
right.
that geography is important.
Maybe they did teach it, though, and I just wasn't paying attention.
Maybe.
There's a lot of things I was not paying attention for. Math, I don't know any math at all.
Really?
Science, I didn't really care about either. English, I did. History, I did.
Yeah.
I did a lot. But certain things in history, not everything.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a lot of holes there and stuff
there's
that we need to fill.
Maybe I need to go back to school like Billy Madison and start over from like kindergarten and work my way up and pass. Just say, I think I should go back to school.
Yeah.
I think I would be dumber than most of the kids there.
Why?
Because I just wouldn't remember anything.
I see. Okay. Maybe you're just not into school, you know?
Well, we've already established that I was there for the social aspect of it. But I got, you know, decent grades enough to get me out of there.
Right.
I didn't fail.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's important.
Yeah, but I think now I'm so old and wise, you know. I feel like I think if I was to go back to school, I would definitely try.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't be just about a popularity contest. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
No, school is fun, especially when you're the one who makes the choice to go to school, you know. It's not like when you're young, you know, you have
you're
to
forced,
go.
Right.
Right. In college, it's a whole different ball game.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what did you
I went
study?
Here at business, marketing.
Mm.
And, I went here at Cal State Northridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
I
a
was
good
actually
school.
At a couple schools. I was in Vegas also at UNLV when I lived there. I was there for a year.
Okay.
And... yeah, CSUN's pretty cool, you know. I mean, I was never preoccupied with big-name colleges and shit
right,
like
right,
that.
Right, right,
you know,
UNLV is a good school, and so is Northridge.
Yeah.
They're both really good schools.
Yeah, they're good schools, you know. And, I loved going back to college, you know.
Did
and I
you?
Went at a later age, you know. I mean, I went for a year after high school. But then I only went back when I was 26, 27, you know. So, but then it's like you approach it more seriously, you know, and I graduated with honors and everything like
that. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Look at you. You know? I mean, yeah, it's like I told myself there's no way, there's no reason why I shouldn't get an A in everything if I just study, you know. And I did. And you know, you try to take things that interest you.
Yep.
And you don't feel that you have to do it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think that's important. I just don't like being told what to do.
No.
If I'm told to read something or do it, then I'll do the opposite of what I'm told. Ask my parents. That's what I did growing up.
Yeah, that's some issues there.
Yeah, I know. There's some big issues
I'm like
there.
That, too, though. You know, I mean, if you want something from me, you got to ask nicely.
Exactly. Well, it's not even asking. I mean, I'll do things for people. It's more so just like if somebody tells me to do this without even being like without even asking, then you know I'm like, really?
Yeah,
then I
go
don't
F yourself.
Do it. Yeah, especially in a relationship. Screw you, baby. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it's my thing too though was I hated writing papers.
Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff. You know.
Yeah, it's not enjoyable. No.
No.
But you got to do it. You know, I mean, it helps. It helps in life. You know, I mean, it opened up my horizons quite a bit. I got into art more, like art history and, yeah, things like that, philosophy and, yeah, even science, you know. So I love all these things. I love everything, you know. Hallelujah. Love's
love
in the
everything.
Air.
Wow, you're such a hippie right now, Sam. I love it. Fantastic. Did you smoke some pot before the show?
I should have.
You should have. You should have eaten some pot brownies or chocolate. Yeah. It actually doesn't do it for you. Never mind. Couldn't go to Paula's house then.
Yeah, no, the edibles don't work for me. I wish they would.
There
man.
You go. Well, at least joints do.
What's that?
At least joints do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I enjoyed that a great deal.
Pot's
we
fun.
All have our poison.
Pot's
yeah.
fun. It's not a drug. It's an herb.
Yeah.
It's an herb.
Well, I don't know. It makes you. It can make you pretty high, you know.
Oh, it definitely can. I just don't think there's really anything.
No, because it's
wrong
not.
In it.
No, you can't get sick on it, really. You know, except that woman. That maybe it wasn't. You know, maybe it wasn't weed after all that was in the things. Because I can't imagine being sick. I mean, you know, you might get, like, too high and freak out, but you don't physically get sick, you know?
You don't almost die.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she was exaggerating, but...
Yeah, because it's not chemicals that are, like, you know, made in the lab.
I just don't know else what you would put in pot. I mean, God, that doesn't make any sense. What am I talking about? I don't know what else you would put in brownies.
Yeah. Who knows?
I'm sure one of our listeners will write to us. And tell us all about it.
Yeah. Oh, you could put a lot of stuff in brownies.
Well, let me tell you. We'll be like, awesome, let's try this. No, I'm sure there are. I just don't know anything about, again, drugs where I have any idea of.
It's good. It's better that way.
Let's
stay
keep
off
it that
of
way.
Them. Yeah.
Stay away from drugs, kids. I really have no interest at all.
That's good.
At all.
That's really good.
I just find it
means
so...
you're happy with your life and you're happy being straight and, you know.
Well, that's debatable.
Sober.
But no, I don't know. It doesn't interest me. I know this is going to sound really weird, but I get such a huge high off of meditating.
Oh, really?
That
wow,
I don't think
I
there's any
could.
I don't think there's any better high in the world than that. People might beg to differ.
Yeah.
But, you know, for
me.
Well,
that's cool.
Least,
you know, it's a natural high for you.
For me at least, it's one of the best highs.
So how long do you meditate when you do?
You know, it depends, like, how much time I have, but I try to do, like, an hour or
an
so.
An hour?
I'm not saying
And you
not...
don't fall asleep when you do
Oh,
that?
I have.
Really?
But I don't... I can meditate, though.
Yeah.
I can. And it's a great... It's awesome. And I'm not even that enlightened as the Dalai Lama and that can, you know, go under like that. But it's incredible. I enjoy it for me. It's very relaxing. I feel like if I meditate, I don't have to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's more relaxing. It's more restful than
I gotta really try that, you know? It sounds amazing.
I recommend
amazing.
It, but you know what? Everybody, well, not everybody. Some people will find it at different times in their life, and if it works for them, great, you know? It took me a long time to enjoy it. It took me about 10 years to actually enjoy it.
Really? Mm-hmm. You had to do it that long?
Yeah, and I did it off and on, and I was like, I don't know if I could do this, but... I started, for me, seeing a huge difference of how it impacted my life and all this stuff that I started creating, like these really amazing things in my life.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? This works for me.
Right.
You know, instead of getting mad and angry and, you know, I'll spend my time meditating.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why not?
Well, I'll take your advice and try that.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Yeah. Well, okay, Stephanie, Sam, have a safe trip.
Thank you, and have a wonderful
enjoy
weekend.
Enjoy your time at home. Tell him I all said hi.
I will.
And
I'll see you next week, and
yeah.
Have a great weekend, guys.
See you on Tuesday, folks.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.